The Federal Reserve raised interest rates last week by 0.75 percentage point, the third such move by the Fed recently. The central bank is trying to bring down inflation, but the moves also have more immediate impacts. With me to talk about what those look like for Arizona is George Hammond, director of the Economics and Business Research Center in the University of Arizona's Eller College of Management. George, good morning.
Good morning.
So what to you, I mean, we've talked so much, for example, about housing and how this might affect mortgage rates. Beyond housing, what kind of impacts might Arizona consumers and the Arizona economy see from this rate increase?
Well, you know, we're all going to face higher borrowing costs. And, you know, that will affect businesses, small businesses, and consumers as they see their credit card rates rise. So, you know, borrowing money is going to be more expensive for the next couple of years. And that means that we will, as a society, be borrowing less and spending a bit less as we go forward. And, you know, that will help to bring inflation down.
So I want to ask you about something you just mentioned, which is credit card rates. And obviously, the Fed does not set credit card interest rates. But what is the relationship between, for example, the Fed increasing this rate and what borrowers on credit cards might see on their rates if they don't pay in full?
Well, the Federal Reserve controls a very short-term interest rate, essentially an overnight interest rate. But what the Fed does with that very short-term rate affects interest rates along the entire spectrum. Not always to the same degree and not always at the same time, but it does influence, you know, kind of the entire spectrum of interest rates eventually in one way or another.
One of those that I've seen a lot of people write about is auto loans. Are you expecting maybe fewer people to be buying cars in the immediate future because it will be more expensive to borrow the money to do that?
Yes, compared to what people would have spent had interest rates remained unchanged. So we will see downward pressure on the sales of, you know, all kinds of goods that people would generally borrow to purchase. But, you know, the U.S. auto fleet is aging, and there is certainly a lot of pent-up demand for autos due to the supply chain issues that we've seen. So it's not clear how big a slowdown there will be, but, you know, compared to what it would have been without an increase in interest rates, we will see fewer auto sales.
Might this help the industry sort of get back into balance, though? Because we've heard so much over the last couple of years, people who have wanted to buy cars, there just weren't cars available to buy because, as you referenced, those supply chain issues. So if there's less demand, even if it's just temporary, might that help things sort of get back into balance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the pandemic had a huge impact on the sorts of things that U.S. consumers were buying, with a big shift towards goods. And that was certainly contributed to the supply chain issues that we've seen. So, you know, the reduction in consumer spending that we're going to see going forward, at least partly driven by rising interest rates, will help bring a little more sanity to supply chains and help them get, you know, normalized so that as the slowdown ends, we're in a good position to move forward without those disrupted supply chains.
Right. So you mentioned that this interest rate hike will affect all kinds of purchases. I'm wondering if things like large appliances, other kinds of things like that would be included in that?
Absolutely. Anything that that people borrow to purchase, generally, even if it's on a credit card, those purchases will be affected.
And one of the things that we have seen over the last couple of years, especially over the course of the pandemic, is a rise in something that was very popular when I was a kid, which is like an old layaway plan where, like, you pay for things maybe more in installments, you buy now, pay later kind of thing. Does an increase in what it costs to borrow, does that maybe make those less desirable to consumers?
Right. Well, keep in mind that this is one of those nerdy economist terms. It's we call it an opportunity cost, right? Mm-hmm. So, if you're on a layaway plan, those are sort of funds that you know, you would otherwise be saving and earning interest on. So, you know, it's it will affect that, you know, certainly businesses doing the financing of those layaway plans. They'll be looking a lot harder at that, and we may see, you know, less of those plans going forward as interest rates rise.
So I feel like the elephant in the room here, and I referenced at the beginning of this conversation, is housing and what this might do for mortgage rates. What kind of impact, given where we are in the Arizona housing market, what kind of impact do you think this rate hike might have for potential buyers?
Well, we've already seen big impacts on the housing market. You know, Phoenix home sales are down 30% over the year as of August. The median sales price of a home in Phoenix has fallen from $510,000 in May to $475,000 in August. That's about a 7% decline from the peak. So, you know, we're already seeing impacts on housing. You know, single family housing permits are down so far this year compared to last year. So, you know, we're already seeing the impacts and, you know, the impacts on housing affordability. Only about 22% of the homes sold in Phoenix in the second quarter were affordable to a family making the median income. And, you know, that's 20 percentage points below the U.S. and about 40 percentage points below where we were before the pandemic began.
Right. Interesting. All right. That is George Hammond, Director of the Economics and Business Research Center at the U of A's Eller College of Management. George, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.